That's all from Information Desk for this week. Now back to a couple more news stories.
People are being given the chance to snap up Norwich's historic dragon, as well as medieval swords and armour, as part of a new Adopt an Object scheme being launched today to support the transformation of Norwich Castle Keep. The Keep Adopting scheme is part of the wider Keep Giving appeal to raise £50,000 for the ambitious £13.5 million Norwich Castle, Gateway to Medieval England project, to reimagine the castle's keep as it was in its royal palace heyday, including recreating the keep's main Norman floor and great hall. About 30 objects can be adopted, and many will be on display in a new medieval gallery which will be created in the keep in partnership with the British Museum. Prices to adopt vary, and some objects can be adopted by just one person or group, while others can be adopted by a number of different people. All adopters receive an adoption certificate, and benefits include a free ticket to visit their object, an invitation to a castle event, and more.
Residents who fought against plans to build four homes on the former bowling green of a nearby pub have won their battle. Applicants Hines, Moore and Piggin had sought permission to redevelop land at the back of the Heath House pub in Gertrude Road, Norwich. But members of Norwich City Council's planning committee voted 7-4 against the scheme, expressing concern about the loss of open space. The decision had been welcomed by people living nearby who previously urged councillors to turn down the plans, and they're now looking at ways to ensure the land is retained for the community.
Jeremy Goss, who is head of fundraising at the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, walked from Galston to Courton and back while wearing a blindfold to raise awareness of the challenges that visually impaired people face. He was guided on the walk by his two sons, Jacob and Joseph, and completed the 13-mile walk without removing the blindfold. With the support of Barclays Bank Match Funding Initiative, along with donations and sponsorship, the walk raised nearly £8,000 for the NNAB. Mr. Goss said, "Those of us blessed with good sight take simple things like walking along the prom for granted. It's not until you put on a blindfold that you realise just how challenging it can be."
An electrician was very lucky after an internal bathroom wall fell on top of him while he was renovating his village home. The accident happened in a detached modern property on Barford Road, Marlingford. Despite being airlifted to the Norwich and Norfolk University Hospital, the man in his 30s, who had leg, pelvis and back pain, was returned home that evening, according to neighbour Simon Cobb. Mr. Cobb, a builder, was first on the scene to help his neighbour after hearing yelling from an upstairs back bathroom. He said, "Nothing was broken, but he was very bruised. He has been very lucky. I was putting something out of the back door and heard someone yelling. I identified where my neighbour was, hurdled the fence and found him under the wall. My other neighbour on the other side came through the back window after hearing the yelling. I told him to dial 999 and I got the wall off my neighbour and told him not to move until the emergency services arrived. It was a bit of a shock." He added the electrician, who has lived in the Barford Road property for about 6 months, has been doing a lot of work on his property. He remained conscious during the ordeal and was jovial after returning to his home, said Mr. Cobb.